Stock, this is trading on Linda Ferguson. Linda, L-I-N-D-A, Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, Ferguson. Date of birth is 11-2-1960. Date of visit is 5-17-24. Please make copy for William Ferguson, M.D. William Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, M.D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of obesity and need for clearance for bariatric surgery. Next paragraph. History of prison illness. This is a 63-year-old female who is extremely overweight, has been evaluated by bariatric surgery for possible gastric stapling. The patient has no significant shortness of breath and denies any chest pains. She has some reflux symptoms. Period. She has also a history for snoring, but states she has no history for apnea, but has never had a polysomnographic study. There is no recent chest X-ray available. Oh, I'm sorry. She did have a recent chest X-ray on 3-6-24, which showed no acute cardiopulmonary disease. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included a history of degenerative arthritis and a history of lichen planus. He also has had a history of myomectomies on two occasions, and a hysterectomy in 2000. She had two C-sections in 1957 and 1990. Say 1998. She had a colon dissection and removal of ovaries in 2021, and a history for colon cancer. She has been treated for chronic vertigo and for migraines, and has degenerative arthritis. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin and Keflex. Next paragraph, habits. The patient does not smoke. no significant alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother died of an MI. Father died of renal failure and dementia. Next, medalist included famotidine 40 milligrams BID, hydroxychloroquine 200 milligrams daily, HCTZ 12.5 milligrams daily, and multivitamins. Next, review of systems. The patient has gained weight. She has had cataracts with cataract repair. She has no hoarseness but has vertigo. And she has shortness of breath with exertion, no wheezing or cough. She has nausea and reflux symptoms, no diarrhea, but is constipated. She has no chest or jaw pain and no palpitations or legs, but has leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety. She has joint pains and muscle aches and no seizures, but has headaches, no memory loss or skin rash or itching. Next, physical exam. This obese, middle-aged white female is alert, no acute distress. There was no pallor or cyanosis, no clubbing, but has mild peripheral edema. Blood pressure 125 by 70. Pulse is 86, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 295, saturation 99. HEND anomphalic, pupils are reactive. Sclerovit clear, throat is mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds of the periphery, and no wheezes or crackles. Heart sounds are regular, S1, S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no wear, no megaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities reveal no edema. Extremities reveal mild peripheral edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes are brisk with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number one. Exogenous obesity. Number two is partial obstructive sleep apnea syndrome. Number three is hypertension. And number four is reactive airway disease. Next plan, the patient will get a complete pulmonary function study and a polysomnographic study to see if she qualifies for home oxygen. Nebulized 200 solution. Can you please cancel that? The patient will also get a complete PFT and a sleep study will be arranged in the next few weeks. Patient will be advised to come back in 6 weeks for a follow-up. And I will make an addendum once her PFTs are completed. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for William Ferguson, MD. This Dr. D'Souza. Thank you.